Good evening. My name is Hannah Levine. You are listening to Audio Oasis, the Northwest longest-running local music show here on KEXP in Seattle at 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. It is just past 8 o'clock, and I am so, so thrilled to have this man and his band here. This is Brett Netson. Take it away, mister.
Thank you. the times they will fall. Shield of your time, hail time. Waste has a spell and it's gold.
You've been listening to Brett Knetson live on KEXP's Audio Oasis. Welcome to the show, guys. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would you care to introduce the fine gentlemen who are accompanying you?
Yeah, Jim Roth on the other guitar and Steve Gear playing the drums. He was playing the keys also. And Ian Gillen.
Ian Gillan.
Ian Waters. On the bass.
An impressive Ian, but not that Ian.
Both Ians are quite impressive.
So you played Daryl's last night. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a
How
blast.
Was that? I haven't been out there yet, but it sounds like it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It's a little 50s tavern in a, you know, in the midst of a sea of strip mall.
Yes, yes.
Misery.
An oasis.
Yeah. A holdout.
So the new solo album, Simple Work for the Dead. Can you tell me just a little bit about the backstory on that? How long has this been kind of in the works? I know that most of your time is usually taken up with Built to Spill related endeavors, it would seem.
That stuff some of it's really old, some of it's brand new. It was stuff I did at home.
Yeah.
There's a long kind of jam song at the end that was something, it was an outtake from a previous recording session with Mike Johnson and Joe Plummer.
Mm.
And all the other stuff, I pretty much played everything. My kids played a couple songs.
So just a patchwork of stuff that's been kicking around for a while that just wouldn't make
stuff,
sense in other projects.
Home stuff. I picked the best things
and
put them on a record.
So all recorded in different contexts, or did you end up tracking everything then over again in one?
In the same...
Yeah.
No. Just all different contexts,
just different
times.
Context. Yeah.
Middle of the night kinds of things.
Excellent. Well, it must be satisfying to finally at least have them all in one, at least in one place.
Yeah.
And the label, The New Black, how did you connect with them? Did you say it was L.A. based?
Yeah, from Los Angeles. There was a friend of mine, Sean O'Shea. He worked at the Alias Records label when Caustic Resin was on that.
Oh, excellent.
And he was kind of a good dude. We were friends for years and years. And him and this other guy, Guy Valdez, they just a little, tiny little label.
Yeah. Excellent. Let's just get back into the music, shall we? That's what we're really here for. You're listening to Brett Knutson live on KEXP's Audio Oasis.
Look in the mirror, not there.
You've been listening to Brett Knetson live on KEXP's Audio Oasis. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Hannah.
Fantastic. If you liked what you heard and you're going to be in Portland tomorrow, you are in luck. Brett is playing the Someday Lounge. The new album, Simple Work for the Dead, is out now via the New Black Records. For more information, go to thenewblack.com.
It's your local record store.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Hey.
Patronize the local little guys. You've got tuned to Audio Oasis only here on KEXP 90.3 FM, Seattle. Good evening. My name is Hannah Levine.